Hi, and welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes. At our microphones today is Chris Kuhlman. Chris is with the Diagnostic Unit. Chris, did I get your last name correct?
That's close enough, closer to most people.
Okay, what is it, Chris?
Kuhlman.
Kuhlman, okay. Chris, you're with the Diagnostic Unit, and what do you do?
I write pre-sentence investigations.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Well, we collect information on recently convicted defendants. The investigation starts from the day the person is born and goes to the day that we interview them.
Okay. So you're talking about, in many cases, a lifetime, not in many cases, all cases, you're talking about if that person is 32 years old, you go all the way back from day one, when he was born, where he was born, what the situation was when he was born, in terms of the economics, whether it's a single parent family or not. I mean, you go that far back.
We do everything. Education, his family history, employment history, whether he has any job skills, his criminal history, everything about that person is put into that report.
And how long does it take to do a report like that?
It depends. If they have a long criminal history, that itself can take days.
Now, you go into all arrests as well?
We go into all arrests from all over the country, every arrest that we can find.
Okay. Put into that report. So we not only take a look at the criminal justice system in the District of Columbia or the surrounding area, we go to what is known as NCIC, the National Crime Information Center, and take a look at if that person was arrested in California, if that person was arrested in Mexico or Canada, it doesn't matter. That goes into the report.
If we can find it, it goes into the report. The big problem with that is that a lot of these other jurisdictions don't report a lot of the dispositions,
right,
that we have to try to find out what these dispositions are in the other jurisdictions.
Do you really? I mean, to go back to get the dispositions? I mean, that's an immense job. One of the problems, and for the listeners of the program, one of the problems that we have in the criminal justice system is just that. We can pretty much get arrests, but we really don't have a lot of disposition information. What we mean by disposition is that whether or not the person was convicted and whether or not the person was assigned to probation or whether he's sent to jail or sent to prison, right?
Yeah, that's correct. For example, I had somebody who was arrested 57 times in Maryland. And out of those 57 arrests...
57 times. Were these 57 separate incidents or 57 charges?
57 separate arrests.
Wow.
And they were all for types of fraud.
Right.
And out of those 57 arrests, there were 3 dispositions.
Right. And you have to go back, spend endless amount of time going back in and checking those dispositions.
Yes, I had to actually go to PG County. That's where the majority of the majority of the original charges were.
Right.
And
did you go to the court system did you go to the Maryland criminal index system?
I went. Well, I tried that, and that was difficult getting information from them also. But I went to actually the attorney's office there in Maryland, and they printed up after some coercion. They printed up all the dispositions.
But that's what the judge is expecting. The judge is expecting a soup to nuts assessment as to that person. Not only their criminal history, their social history. Did they drop out of school? What age did they start using drugs? The income level of the family. Who this person hung with? What was the social attitude of the person? Whether or not he has a mental health history. I mean, that's just an enormous amount of information to put in for one human being.
Yes, it is. But all the we call those criminogenic and non-criminogenic risk factors.
Right.
And that's very important. That's basically, that sums up our report.
Right. And what does the judge do with this?
He uses that, all that information combined, and puts it together, which helps him decide what type of a sentence to give this person, whether he should just get straight jail time, also taking into consideration the sentencing guidelines.
Now, they all go to federal in district code violations. Violations of the code in the District of Columbia go to federal prison.
That's correct.
Okay. So my understanding is that the federal prison system also uses this as an entree into their system. In fact, quite frankly, regardless of how long that offender is there, this may be the most complete assessment of that person, even if the person's in federal prison for 3 or 4 years and they document everything that happens to that person in there. The best assessment may be that pre-sentence investigation.
Yeah, it's true. They use our reports to help them classify people when they come in. Lets them know what their substance abuse problems are, their mental health history, whether they need help with their education, vocational training, things that can help them prepare for when they leave prison.
Chris, do you have a sense after doing all of these, and how long have you been with the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency?
I've been with Court Services for 3 years.
Okay. when you, is there a sense that you get after looking at all of these? I mean, at this point, you've done hundreds, if not thousands, of these things. Do you get a sense as to the difficulty that we have in crime and criminal justice? Does anything, after doing all of these reports, does anything jump out at you in terms of anything at all?
I think there's three major things. That's drug use, a lack of education, and a lack of job skills. That I had no idea when I was in a regular supervision position how important all those things were. But after doing these PSIs, it just over and over and over again, I would say 90% of the people that I interview lack education, lack a high school diploma or a GED, and have absolutely no job skills. I've interviewed people who are 30, 35 years old that haven't worked a day in their life.
Mm, that's amazing. And that's the heart and soul of the difficulty in terms of the federal prison system trying to assist them while they're in federal prison. And when they come back out and they come back to court services and offender supervision agency, where we continue to use your pre-sentence report, your diagnostic report, it shows the gravity and the difficulty in terms of trying to change the lives of the individuals who we deal with.
Yep. Our supervision officers, that PSI is in our computer system already. When they get these cases, they can review it. They can see, like I said, all his criminogenic and non-criminogenic needs, what his education level is, whether he should be referred for GED, his vocational training, whether he has a history of mental health issues. All those things are a huge help to the supervision officers.
Chris, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.